friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, I'm glad I know He is. I'm glad He is, friend. I'm glad the Word of God says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And I know there was one time that I was lost on my way to a devil's hell, but I met a man by the name of Jesus. And by faith, by grace through faith, friend, I became a new creature in Christ. And since that day, since that blessed day, I've never been the same. Well, I'm glad you've tuned in. I trust our time you will feel together is a blessing. I pray that it brings glory and honor to God. And I'll tell you, friend, I've got such a great privilege being able to meet with you and greet with you and greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, it just doesn't get any better than this. I have the privilege of telling you good news. I have the privilege of telling you about the grace of God, the salvation that is free, that's available, it's abundant, friend, and it's for the who soever wills of this world. And can I tell you a secret? Now listen, I don't want everybody to hear this. No, I'm just kidding. I do want everybody to hear this, but can you listen, please? It's better to be saved than not. It's better to know that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life than not. It's better, friend, to know that your sins are under the blood than not. Trust me, I've been on both sides of the road, being saved, living, friend, with the assurance that Christ is my Savior forever is something that is invaluable. Well, I'm going to talk to you today. I'll give you my text before that I even read the Scripture, even before Debbie sings, and that's rare for me. I'm going to talk about blessed assurance. So you pray for me, won't you? Deb's got a song she's going to do right now. The title of it is Hope of Glory. And He is, friend, He is our hope of glory. You see, our salvation is based on what Jesus has done. I'll say more about that just shortly. Enjoy the song. I know you will.
God's people possessed great hopes in their hearts as they left Egypt's land on that day. But it wasn't long, something gone wrong, an obstacle stood in their way. The Red Sea in front, Pharaoh close behind.
Same. Hope for
thank God for hope. Thank you, Debbie, for that beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, can I ask you something? What's your hope? Do you have hope? What's ahead of you in eternity? Where will you spend eternity? Listen, friend, we're all going there. We're all going to, the Bible says, appointed unto man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. We're going to be somewhere in eternity, and you want to make sure, friend, you want to make sure that the place that you go is the right place. There's a heaven to gain, a hell to shun. I'm an old-fashioned preacher, an old-fashioned country preacher that still believes in the infallible, inspired, perfect, preserved Word of God. And I'm talking about the King James Bible. Listen, friend, when you hear this old preacher preach, you don't have to wonder whether or not I believe what I'm preaching or whether I believe or not. We've got the Word of God. I know it without a shadow of a doubt. And, oh, friend, listen, I want you to know some things. God wants you to know some things. In fact, I'm going to talk to you. I told you about the text that I was going to use, Blessed Assurance. He said in the book of 1 John chapter 5, listen to what the Word of God says. And I'm going to pick it up in verse 10. He said, He that believeth on the Son of God, now watch this, hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of the Son. And the funny thing about this is, John just told us that, listen, we'll believe the witness of men. I mean, we'll watch the news and believe what fake news tells us. We'll read a newspaper, read whatever's in print, and we'll believe that. But when it comes to God Almighty, who is true, who is eternal, who is righteous, who is just and holy, well, we doubt Him. Isn't that amazing? We're strange creatures, are we not? As creatures of clay. He goes on to verse 11. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Now watch this. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's pretty simple. Even I can understand that. If you got Jesus, you got eternal life. If you don't, you don't have eternal life. So these things have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Can I ask you something, sir, ma'am? Do you know that you've got blessed assurance? I don't know about you. One of my favorite hymns is Fanny Crosby's Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Every salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. The third verse goes on to say this, perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. The story of that hymn was, as it was written by Fanny Crosby, she was visiting her friend of the name of Miss Joseph Knapp. And they were good friends. Miss Knapp was somewhat of a musician, the story goes. And while Fanny was there, they were visiting and talking, Miss Knapp said, Fanny, listen to this. Listen to this new tune that I've got and tell me what it means. And the story said, after Fanny knelt in prayer just for a few minutes of time, she got up and said, man, I'm about to shout right now. Thank God I've got glory bumps going all over me. She got up and said, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Friend, listen. Listen, folks, listen. We can know that we have eternal life. God wants us to know that we have a know-so salvation, and all the difference in the world between knowing that you're saved and living a life of wondering whether you truly are or not. Wondering whether you said the right things, or wonder if you're doing all the right things. Hey, can I tell you, everybody, listen, please listen to this. His old country preacher isn't real smart. I know that. I know a little bit about the Word of God. I know a little bit about the grace of God, about the works of God. But I know this, friend. I know it's better to know, because what the Word of God says, regardless of what I feel, that I'm saved, better than living with a question mark all of the time over our head. And look, the Word of God wants us to know that God's salvation is perfect, but none of us are. Can I tell you something that I love? Look, I am not a perfect Christian. There is none that exists. I mean to tell you, there is no perfect Christian. But look, if you put your trust and faith in Christ, if you've repented of your sin, if you have by the best that you could do, come before God and say, God, I repent of my sin, and the best I know how, by faith, I receive Christ as my Savior. And guess what the Word of God says about you, sir or ma'am? It says, you're saved. Isn't that amazing? We may not be a perfect Christian. None of us are. And I'll sure share that with you in the message. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. Everybody that's put their trust in Christ, everybody that has trusted Christ as their Savior has a perfect salvation. I want to talk to you about maybe four things if I can ever get there. There's so much to preach here today, so much to say. I'll not get it said. But look, I want to talk to you again about blessed assurance. And I want you to think about these points with me. What is blessed assurance? Who has it? Why the confusion about it? And what in the world is it based on? Can I tell you something, friend? Listen, our blessed assurance is based on what Christ did at Calvary. It's based on the works that He has done. It's based on the fact that He who was sinless died for those who are sinful. The just died for the unjust. He became that propitiation that John speaks about. He became that sinner substitute that Isaiah 53 speaks of in verse 6, where he said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord, meaning God, has laid upon him, meaning Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Peter said it in a different way over in the epistle that he wrote in chapter 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Said it another way in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 21, he that knew no sin became as sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I was reading and come to understand, maybe it was Martin Luther, I can't remember for sure, but I remember reading that some great sage of the past was pondering this marvelous passage of Scripture, and he went to God in prayer and he said, God, I am thy sin. Thou art my righteousness. Oh, listen, beloved friend. Listen, sir, ma'am. I don't care who you are. I don't care how weak a Christian you are. I don't care how frail you are. I don't care whether your faith is great or if it's small. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. Listen to this. I'm about to shout right now. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Thank God. Listen, if you've got in Christ by putting your trust and faith in Him, like Paul said we're to do in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank God. I'll tell you what, if you went as a brokenhearted with a contrite spirit sinner before God in prayer, repenting and saying, God, I'm lost. And I hear that you sent your son to die for me at Calvary. And Lord, right now I'm trusting him as my Savior. I'll tell you what, friend, listen, you've got that blessed assurance. I want you to know something, friend. Salvation demands repentance on the part of mankind. In light of what Jesus did at Calvary, when He suffered there, when He took our shame, listen, suffered our blame, and the Bible said, looking unto Jesus in Hebrews 12, the author and the finisher of our faith in verse 2, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I'm telling you, friend, our salvation, now listen to this, is based on the work that Jesus did and not on the work that you and I do. And that's one of the problems right there. There's something for us to do. There is evidence in our hearts or in our life that we are saved. And I'll get to that in just a little while. But listen, there was a group in chapter 6 of the book of John's Gospel that came to Jesus and they said, "What shall we do that we might?" Now watch this work, the works of God. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye might believe on Him whom the Father hath sent." If you're not believing wholeheartedly, trusting in what Christ did for you at Calvary, if you're not living by faith in that fact, then guess what? You'll never have assurance. If you're basing your assurance on how many times you read the Word of God through, how many times that you got a Sunday school pen for faithful attendance, how many times you visited your neighbor or cut the grass at the church or any of those kind of things, listen, friend, you'll never have peace in your heart. But oh, do you know what? Here's what assurance is, and we find it over in an Old Testament book, in a passage that we find in the book of Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17, and it's a verse that speaks volumes. Isaiah said this, "And the work of righteousness," listen to this, "shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." Hey, I know what it is, friend, to live every day with the lack of assurance, to wonder if I sin and fail God and miss the mark. If I were to die, I'd go to heaven. Can I tell you what the Word of God tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 1? He said, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And did you know that salvation is in three parts, in three tenses? There is a past work Jesus has done when we come to Him as broken sinners and repent of our sin and receive Him as our Savior. Bless God, by the Spirit of God, He baptizes us into the body of Christ. We become new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things pass away, all things become new. And then, friend, not only does He save us from the penalty of the sin that we've committed, He saves us now, present tense, from the power of sin. That's called sanctification. It's a continual work. You see, there's salvation, sanctification, and then glorification when we get into this thing, salvation. And one of these days, hallelujah, salvation will be complete. I'm telling you, we will be changed like and unto Him. Thank God. Listen, this old sin nature that we bore in this life will be past and will be with Him forever. Hallelujah. Hey, but salvation, blessed assurance, is something that we can have now. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, the Word of God says this, and Paul said, "I am persuaded," now listen to this, "I am persuaded how that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Hey, can I ask you something, friend? Bless God, can you remember a day and a time how that you said, "Jesus, I'm a sinner," at an altar of repentance somewhere, and I ask You to save me. I believe that You died on Calvary, and when You did, I believe You died for me. And Lord, if You'll save me, I'll do whatever You want me to do. Do you remember praying some kind of prayer like that? You may not remember the day and the hour like many of us do, but you can remember that you repented of your sin. Can I tell you something, sir? Can I tell you something, ma'am? Bless God. God wants you to have peace and assurance in your heart. You see, I know what it is to live in hellish torment from day to day, not knowing that I had the assurance of salvation that I had asked God for. But can I tell you what John 3:16 says? Bless God, it says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Listen, if you've got the Son, Son, you've got the life. If you've got the Son, you've got eternal life. So who can have it? Friend, who has it? Thank God all those who have put their trust and faith in Christ Jesus. Now let me tell you something. I believe in the security of the believer, but the insecurity of the make-believer. Look, friend, we're living in a day when men, according to Jude verse 4, are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. I believe in the grace of God. I love the grace of God. I preach the grace of God. I live in the grace of God. But I'll tell you what the grace of God will do. It'll release you to serve, but it won't release you to sin. Do you hear? I believe Spurgeon said that no Christian, no believer, no child of God can sin successfully. And I say amen to that. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, if you say you've got saved, I mean to tell you, if you say you've got saved, then there's been no change in the life that you live. I mean to tell you, live the same old way. You live the same old lifestyle. You've got that same old dirty mouth, that old dirty mind. The imagination of your heart is still wicked and evil. I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, how you didn't get saved. You may have started a day or two. You may have walked, quote, with the Lord for a month or two, unquote, or a year, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to tell you what the Word of God said. John said this in chapter 2 of the first letter that he wrote, verse 19. They went out from us. But they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they no doubt would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Can I tell you something, friend? If you truly get saved, if you are a child of the King, you know what you'll do? You'll continue with Christ. That's what the Word of God teaches. Listen, out of the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, 2 and 3, he said this. He said this in Colossians chapter 1. He said, and you that were sometimes alienated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have they reconciled in his body, in the body of his flesh, through death to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight, if or since or in light of the fact that you continue in this faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature that's under heaven, whereof Paul am made a minister. Hey, do you know what? A truly saved individual, bless God, not only begins, but they end. I believe the Word of God tells us in the book of Philippians 1 and 6, maybe 1 and 5, I'm not looking, but it's there. He said, he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, friend, there's a lot of confusion. That doesn't need to be confusion in our day. About the assurance of the believer. Bless God, listen, a believer that gets saved has a changed lifestyle, has changed hearts and mind, has changed desires, has changed habits and lifestyle. I mean, the Bible tells us that you'll know them by their fruit. A fountain cannot send forth both sweet and bitter water. It tells us that, bless God, faith without works is dead, being alone. But I want you to know, hallelujah, I bless God, those that are saved. Those that are saved, according to Ephesians 3:10, ought to produce, bless God, good works. We don't work to be saved. We don't work to maintain our salvation. But we do work because we are saved. Now listen. You may be having trouble with a besetting sin, but I'm going to tell you something, friend. As long as that besetting sin troubles you, and by the way, before I say this, you can get complete victory over it. If you choose to get it, just keep at it. Keep after it. Go for the grace of God. But if you've got a besetting sin that aggravates you, pretty good, bless God, evidence that you're saved. But if you've got sin in your life, it doesn't affect you. I mean, you don't listen, see any chastisement from the hand hand of God on you, then the Word of God says bluntly, plainly, you're a bastard and not a son, and you've got a problem spiritually, sure, ma'am. But oh, I want you to know, you can have blessed assurance. Time's gone today. It passed away too quick. I'm not sure I helped you, but I hope I have. But I want you to know something. Bless God, we can have blessed assurance. We can know what it is. We can know who has it. We can know why, what it's based on. And we can understand why all the confusion. But let's take the Word of God above anything and everything else. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.